Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
From the studios of WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer, and I'm joined in our studio today by the Colombian band known as Bomba Estéreo. They play an irresistible blend of South American cumbia, North American funk, world music, rock, and hip-hop. Their videos generally pull in tens of millions of YouTube views, and they are in the midst of a largely sold-out concert series. But we're lucky to have them playing for us here in the studio today. They have a new album out called I.O. We'll hear some songs from it. But they're going to begin with something from a couple of years ago, with a song called Somos Dos. Please welcome Bomba Estéreo.
Somos dos.
That is the band Bomba Estéreo from Colombia here in our New York studio in this special Facebook Live edition of the Soundcheck podcast. Song called Somos Dos. The band founded all these years ago now by Simón Mejía. Hi, Simón.
Hello, hello.
With Liliana Somet, Lee, singing vocals. And behind our drum kit, Andres Zea, José Castillo playing the guitar, and on percussion, Efraín Cuadrado. And Simón, the name Bomba Estéreo, I mean, in Puerto Rico, bomba is a kind of music.
It's a kind of music, yeah.
With African roots.
Yeah, yeah.
What does it mean in Colombia?
Well, it's like the word bomba is like, has a lot of meanings. For example, in Colombia or in Spanish-speaking countries, when you have like a bomba time, is that you have a good time. Like I had a bomba party, it's like a good time.
All right, so when we say something was the bomb,
yeah, the bomb,
it's the same thing.
And it's like also the explosion, in the good sense of an explosion. And then the stereo is like very common in Caribbean sound systems.
Right.
And they name like El Rey Estéreo or whatever stereo. So it was kind of an homage to that, and the combination of two words, it like expressed the feeling of the band.
Yeah. So the idea of the sound system, you know, dance music, that seems to have been, you know, part of the reason for founding this band to begin with.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. In Colombia and all over the Caribbean, the sound systems in Colombia, they are called picos. Is the places where all the music came from the Caribbean and Africa and everything in vinyls during the 70s. And they start blending all this type of music and making these parties in the street. And it's like kind of the foundation of all the music that we make.
Yeah.
That is blending rhythms from the Caribbean, from Africa, electronic, from the United States, like everything melt down in one plate.
Now, you've mentioned Caribbean already three or four times, and we've only been talking for a minute. That's really an important part of the band as well. I mean, most Americans don't realize that Colombia has a Caribbean coast. And,
yeah.
And that's the region where this band seems to draw a lot of its musical inspiration.
Yeah, it's
from.
Like the main inspiration is music from the Caribbean, because we have two like strong coasts, the Caribbean and the Pacific, and they have two different styles of music. But Bomba Estéreo mainly uses music from the Caribbean. We started doing things around cumbia, that is Colombia's most important folk music.
That's
no?
The kind of that sort of thing?
That sort of thing. That it was born in Colombia and then spread all over Latin America, but the groundings were centuries ago in Colombia with blending of slaves from Africa and indigenous people from Colombia. And then it spread all over Latin America, and today you have cumbia from Mexico to Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
But the roots cumbia was born in Colombia, and that was the style that inspired us for making this music. Then we evolved and we make different things today, you know, but cumbia was like the grounding.
Right. So if you go from the Caribbean coast of Colombia to the Pacific coast of Colombia, is it like being in a different country? Do people listen to different music there?
Not a different country, but this different culture. Yeah, it's like different Africans went to the Pacific from the Caribbean. Also, the rhythms are different, and the music is different. It's different metric, different melodies, everything. But it's all part of the same folk universe from Colombia.
Yeah. Now, the new album is called I.O., which that doesn't sound like a Spanish name. That sounds like it might be one of those older names.
Yeah, it's kind of an homage to indigenous cultures as well. We did like half of the album in a studio in Sierra Nevada, Santa Marta, that is a very beautiful mountain beneath the Caribbean coast in Colombia. It's like the only mountain that has snow so close to the sea. It's a very magical place, and indigenous cultures have been living there centuries ago. So it's kind of an homage to that, because we did the album there, so we try to give a little respect to all that.
To the cultures that were pre-Colombian.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're speaking with and listening to the band Bomba Estéreo. I.O. is the name of their latest release. You're in the midst of a series of concerts here in New York, sold out at Irving Plaza, but performing for us here in the studio today. Let's hear something from the new record. You want to do Amarasi?
Yes, Amarasi is also a love song. We're playing today only love songs.
I noticed, I mean, even if you only have a tiny bit of Spanish, you could have guessed what that first song, Somos Dos, was. You know?
Yeah, you kind of through the music, you feel what Liliana's singing about.
And yeah.
But I think today the world is so full of hate that we want to make a little bit of love songs today to
calm people down?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Let's once again hear Bomba Estéreo, the band from Colombia, performing live in our Soundcheck studio here in New York. Amarasi is the name of the song from Bomba Estéreo, another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. And for those of you who are watching us live on Facebook, You can see that Liliana is performing this set today in a Brooklyn baseball cap, which I'm from Brooklyn. I appreciate that, Liliana.
Brooklyn Brooklyn rules.
Thank you. Are you a fan of
Brooklyn? Have you guys spent any time in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
When we had time.
When you have time, yeah.
Yes.
This is our favorite place in New York.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but notice that on the other side of the plexiglass in the room outside our studio, there's a bunch of very little kids. So I'm guessing you don't have as much time these days as you used to have. Is that right?
Imagine touring the kids.
Yeah. Now, what is that like, touring with families?
It's different, but it's beautiful at the same time because it's too the energies are more pure, more transparent.
Mm-hmm.
So kids bring light to life and to music and to tour and everything. So we're very happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Astor knows my more country than my father. So that's mm-hmm. awesome.
Well, now, this is a band with a real kind of international audience, it seems. And you've done, Simone, a lot of things. There was the Fiesta remix with Will Smith. On the new album, the song you're going to do next, Kimiko, on the record, you do that with Balkan Beatbox, the Israeli band.
Yeah.
And so when you look out at your audience, who is it? Is it largely a Latino audience, or do you see more of an international group?
Yeah, well, it depends. Yeah, it obviously is Latino, because we're from Colombia and everything, but it has been growing. No? So, for example, the first time we came to the States, we were only Colombians and Latinos. And then those Colombian girls brought their North American boyfriends. And then the boyfriends told their friends, so there were more Americans. And today it's kind of half-half.
Yeah. I noticed on some of the videos that you've done recently, you know, if you look at the comments, I see a lot of yo soy Mexicana, yo soy Mexicano, like all these Mexican fans. I mean, that's one of the places where cumbia traveled to, that cumbia rhythm, but they made something different out of it, and it seems
they made their own version.
Yeah,
that is like a more plain. It's not as roots as the Colombian, but not as Afro as the Colombian version. It's like a little bit more plain. It's different. It's kind of cool. They dance it differently as well.
Right,
but yeah, Mexico is huge. There is a very musical place, and we go very often. And it's very similar to Colombia. It's like very similar culture.
Mm-hmm.
We come from the same past.
Yeah. Now, speaking of, you know, an international connection and touring, you are touring once again this fall with Arcade Fire.
Yeah.
How did you meet?
Well, it's a wonderful story. It was we went to play like 3 or 4 years ago to Montreal, to a festival that was like in downtown Montreal in different venues. And we played in this small venue, like 200 people, and Wim Butler, the singer, came to see the show. And he loved the band, and he became like a fan of the band. And then years after, we came to be in the same booking agency, and they invited us to open some shows in Europe. Like 2 months ago, we opened in Dublin and Cologne. And the chemistry was instant, so they asked us for open more shows in Latin America and everything. And it was awesome. It was very cool experience because Arcade Fire is an indie rock band,
right,
and they sing in English and everything. And they have a band from Colombia that sings Spanish, the music is very different, opening for them. So I think it's huge and speaks a lot of how music from Colombia and Latin America is getting so universal, worldwide, no?
Well, it's also a very old-fashioned thing, because if you think of early rock concerts in the late 60s, early 70s, you might have a Carlos Santana opening for a Black Sabbath, you know? There were crazy bills like that.
And it's cool. I think it's cool for the audience. It's opening minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
So I mentioned that this song, Kimiko, which is on the new record on I.O., on the record, you do this with the Israeli band Balkan Beatbox. You've got a version that you can play for us here today, obviously, because you're not touring with them.
No, they are like 15 people. We cannot do. No, but it's crazy because we know the guys long time ago, and we like their music and everything. We played together in Colombia and in festivals, and years passed, and we did this song together, and it was awesome.
Yeah,
it's a good mix, no? From Latin and Balkanic, it all comes like from the same root. We have a very similar music in Colombia to Balkan music that is porro, is like kind of in the cumbia and everything, and it's very similar to Balkan music. So you kind of connect dots all around the world, and you find similarities in folk musics around the world, and that's awesome.
Yeah. All right, well, let's hear the song. It's called Química, Dance With Me, would be the English, because there is a line or two of English in the song. Let's hear another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio from Bomba Estéreo. That is Química, Dance With Me, from the new album I.O. by Bomba Estéreo, but that's a live version done here in our Soundcheck studio by the band from Colombia visiting us in our Lower Manhattan studios today. And Simone, you were saying before you played that piece that, you know, you heard when you recorded it with Balkan Beatbox, you heard a connection between the folk music of Colombia and the folk music of the Balkans and Southeastern Europe. There are also elements of other folk traditions in some of this new record. The song Duele, we heard a little bit of it at the top of the show today, has almost a Middle Eastern kind of melody to it. Are you a big fan of world music, of different cultures around the world and their music?
Yeah, I think more than world music, because world music has become like try to put into a square lots of musics around the world. More than that is like the roots music, no? The music that comes from folk, no, from Africa, or for like music that has been in the earth for centuries.
Right.
And then it's very interesting when that blends with contemporary stuff. I think that's when you find new sounds.
Right.
And yeah, I love especially everything that comes from Africa, and it's awesome. It's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. Well, and it's just great to hear unexpected instruments. I mean, you're big you know, hit, Soyo from the last record, featured the recorder, you know, an instrument that kids play in school and then never think of again. And then on Duele, it's that, what is it, the flauta de millo, is that?
Yeah, it's flauta de millo. I don't know if we have it here, but la flauta de millo is an indigenous, you know, when Africans came to Colombia, like slaves, and they met with indigenous, the mm-hmm. indigenous had like all this flutes world, and the Africans brought the drums. So that flute comes from that, and it's like essential instrument in all cumbia music. And here Pacho is the master of playing the flauta de millo,
uh-huh.
Efraín Cuadrado.
Well, it's a great sound and kind of an unexpected one. So
yeah, it's very it's like a unique sound, that flute is.
Absolutely.
It's unique, yeah.
So I.O. is the name of the most recent record. Later on, as we said, in the fall, you'll be touring with Arcade Fire again. And then do you get a chance to go home? I mean, do all these kids get a chance to, like, spend some time at home?
I don't know. Hopefully they don't find new parents.
Well, Liliana, Simone, the rest of the band, Bomba Estéreo, it's been a real pleasure having you guys here with us in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. We shot video today for Facebook Live. My thanks to Kim Nowacki, our videographer. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, and we had production assistance as usual from Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time. Personal.